Proverbs 25. These are also Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, transcribed. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the glory of kings is to search out a thing. The heavens for height, and the earth for depth, and the heart of the kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and there cometh forth a vessel for the refiner. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. Put not thyself forward in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of the great. For better it is that it be said unto thee, Come up hither, than that thou shouldest be put lower in the presence of the prince whom thine eyes see. Go not forth hastily to strive, lest thou know not what to do in the end thereof, when thy neighbor hath put thee to shame. Debate thy cause with thy neighbor, but reveal not the secret of another, lest he that heareth it disgrace thee, and thine evil report turn not away. As apples of gold in pictures of silver is a word spoken in season. An earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold is a wise reprover upon an attentive ear. As the coat of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refresheth the soul of his masters. Clouds and wind without rain, so is a man that boasteth himself of a false gift. By long forbearing is a ruler persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone. Hast thou found honey? Eat so much as is sufficient for thee, lest thou be surfeited therewith and vomit it. Let thy foot be seldom in thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee and hate thee. A maul and a sword and a sharp arrow is a man that beareth false witness against his neighbor. A broken tooth and a tottering foot is confidence in an unfaithful man in the day of trouble. As he that taketh off a garment in cold weather, and as vinegar upon nitre, so is he that singeth songs to a sad heart. If thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and Jehovah shall reward thee. The north wind bringeth forth rain, and the angry countenance a backbiting tongue. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a contentious woman and a house in common. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. A troubled fountain and a defiled well is a righteous man that giveth way before the wicked. It is not good to eat much honey, and to search into weighty matters is itself a weight. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is as a city broken down without walls.